On the show today, we have Jean Darcs, Jason Dubois, talking about these really cool housewarming parties they hold for their members once they close on a loan. So a really great story here, and I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jason Dubois from Jean Darcs, or Jean d'Arc, however you want to pronounce your credit union.
You got it, yep.
But you guys have a lot of history at your credit union, by the way. I mean, you guys are one of the first in our country, and you guys are doing some great things.
We just celebrated our 106th anniversary. We're the third oldest credit union in the country, so we're happy to continue to serve our members.
Right on, and happy birthday! And we're talking about something. Speaking of serving your members, you guys are doing something really cool. I've been so anxious to do this interview. You guys have these housewarming parties after a mortgage loan closes, and everyone's all happy and all excited. So, can you tell us about these housewarming parties that you're having for members? It's such a great idea.
Yeah, sure. So really, the idea started from with our CEO, Mark Parkman. Mark had read about a similar event in a magazine and really thought it was a unique experience that we could bring to our members. He brought the idea to our marketing team, and then our marketing team, you know, brought it to the origination team, and we said, this sounds like a fantastic idea. Let's run with it. And so it's been over a little bit over a year now. We've had four parties that we've been part of, and it's all been nothing but positive stuff coming from the events. So it's been a unique thing, and but fun too.
So how do they work? I'm assuming a member, their loan closes, they're happy. So then, what do you guys do from there? How does the whole process work?
So really, what we did was we brought it to the origination team and asked for volunteers and if anybody that wanted to participate, and we left it up to the originator to choose who we would have the party with. So for me personally, I love first-time home buyers. You really think about the process of buying your first home. It really starts with a single idea. Hey, I want to be a homeowner. The next step is, what do we do next? And our members rely heavily on us for education and guidance. And so you take that member from the very first thought of wanting to be a homeowner to consultation, to pre-approval, to buying a home, and then go to the closing with them and celebrate this event, this huge event in their lives. It was really a cool idea, and first-timers for me was the go-to for the members that I wanted to offer the party to.
Yeah, because they're doubly excited about getting into their first home and kind of getting that American dream as we all aspire to. And so, I mean, I can imagine the excitement, the ecstatic, the feel. I mean, they must be popping out of their skin, and you get to be
there
to cover it.
They're on cloud 9 to begin with at the closing, and then when you offer, hey, I know you're probably at some point going to have a housewarming party. Are you interested in us participating and helping out? And, you know, the surprise look that we get from that is pretty cool.
Yeah. So what do you guys do for them? I mean, obviously, I mean, I've seen pictures, and we'll have some cutaways here to show pictures and stuff like that. So what do you guys exactly do? I mean, show up at their house and celebrate with them, or what happens once you get there?
Yep. So we have a couple of conversations post-close, and we let them get settled into their new home. You know, when the dust settles, you know, we reconnect and talk about, you know, how many people do they anticipate having at their party, the housewarming party. And then we talk about what kind of food they'd like to have. We've had, you know, the two parties that I've been part of, one of the events was catered. We had somebody bring in some food for the party. And then the other event, they told us where they wanted the food ordered from. We ordered it. We picked it up. I brought it to the house, and I attended the party and mingled with family and friends for the couple of hours that I was there.
That's so awesome. And what a great thing for the credit union, too, because when family and friends see you guys show up, they're like, hey, that's pretty neat. You know, I want to go bank there.
It really is. It really was fun to walk around a room not knowing anybody, and they're like, okay, well, who is this guy? And I'm introducing myself, and then the folks that we know would come over and say, oh, this is our loan officer. He's helping us with this housewarming party. And I can't tell you how many times people would say, my lender didn't do that. My loan officer didn't offer that. So it was a pretty unique experience to have everybody be as warm and open to the idea. So.
How fun is that? How fun. So how do you see it? Obviously, benefiting your credit, because obviously it's great word of mouth, great exposure. Are there any other benefits that you guys get out of it besides, a heartwarming experience as well?
Yeah, really, it shows that we care about our members. You know, our goal is to help our members make smart financial choices, and it starts with education. So we really want to make sure that we're helping them and guiding them in the right way and helping them make those decisions, and, you know, showing that we care about them that much to have this type of party and this celebration for such a big event in their lives, you know, is one thing. And then, you know, we also got some residual business out of it, and then some positive feedback on social media. So it's all around. It's been really a great experience, and you know, we're due to have another one this quarter. So we're excited to have the next party.
Yeah, so I was about to ask you, how often do you have these?
So our goal has been to have one once a quarter.
Okay.
And so far we've been on track for that, and you know, we're ready to participate with the next set of buyers, home buyers.
I think this is such a great story that could be so infectious across the country, because I think I could see other credit unions doing this as well. It's like, why not? You know, just that one extra step, and it's a ton of fun too, I would think.
It is. Yep, it really has been fun, and the experience of you know, visiting with the party, being at the party,
yeah,
and having people ask questions about why I was there, and,
yep,
and how do we you know, how do we get involved with the credit union? I've had a couple people ask that, so it's been a nice experience.
I think one question that a lot of credit unions might have who might want to emulate this idea is that, how do you decide who gets a housewarming party? Besides, like, I mean, in your eyes, a first time home buyer is a definite candidate. Who, I mean, how do you decide who gets to have one of these parties?
So we've left it up to the loan officer that would has volunteered to participate in one of the housewarming parties. And, you know, for me, I put the, you know, for the couple of months prior, put some names in a hat for first-time home buyers that have helped, and just pull a name out and, you know, approach that first-time home buyer and see if they have any interest. Of course, they do right away. One of our other loan officers helped a long-standing member with our credit union, thought it was a great fit, and they were just floored by the support from the credit union with one that helping them through their financing, but then at the end asking them if they were interested in having us support them with a housewarming party.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hey, to wrap up here, Jason, what advice? I mean, I can't imagine other credit unions seeing this or reading about it in the trades and stuff like that. Go, wow, that's a great idea. So what advice would you have for credit unions who want to do something similar?
It really sounds like a little bit of a unique idea, and it's different. And really, it's another way for a credit union to really differentiate ourselves from other financial institutions.
No doubt.
I mean, how many other lenders are doing something like this? I have never heard of anybody.
Me neither.
So any other lenders. So it's really another way to set us apart from our competition and to really let our members know that we care about them. And mm-hmm. We want them to make good financial decisions, and we want to celebrate with them.
Mm-hmm. And talk about getting out into the community. Literally, you're getting out in the community.
We are. We have deep roots in our community. We have our very many opportunities throughout the year to serve our community in many different ways. So it's a great place to be a member, but it's also a great place to work as well.
Indeed. Sure sounds like it. Very cool stuff. All right, Jason. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. You guys keep up the great work you guys are doing there at Jeanne d'Arc. And we look forward to more big things from you guys. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.